This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
We've been talking about the latest surprise. The governments of the world are spying on people.
What? Government would never do that.
They're spying on their own people, including some of their own family members, religious figures, business executives, union officials, government officials, presidents, prime ministers, all kinds of spying going on out there. Oh, and journalists as well. In fact, a couple of hundred journalists were on a list of 50,000 phone numbers that were leaked from somewhere, and all of this is surrounding an Israeli surveillance company called NSO Group, and we'll learn a little bit more about some of these allegations in moments, but NSO Group says it's only selling its hacking software, its malware, that it can infect both Android and iPhone devices or iOS devices. Well, we're only selling it to governments, the most best governments is what we're selling it to. We're vetting them. Law enforcement agencies, militaries, intelligence agencies from 40 countries all around the planet. But don't worry, they're only going to use it for good reasons. We just can't believe that these people would be using it against journalists. And why, we're shocked, we say. Shocked. This has basically been their response. They say they don't even have access to their clients' install list, or whatever you want to call it, their target list. So there's a lot of interesting stuff coming out here as we continue, though. We've got Dave Ridley. He's on the line with us because we will talk to you about whatever's on your mind. And Dave Ridley, your longtime caller, great activist here who made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project migration. I think you were one of the first movers back in, was it 2003 or 4? Something like that?
Four.
Yeah, 2004.
Wow, been here a long time.
Long time. And he's still out there, still doing activism. You said today was one of your best days in the last couple of years for activist purposes. And you were telling us that not only did you get a bunch more talk radio shows, information that you can call and reach out to about the ideas of liberty, you also got in touch with Mr. Bitcoin, and that's what you were about to tell us about.
Yep, and so he has scheduled a demonstration at the Federal Reserve Building in Boston, which I guess will be either Friday or Saturday this week. So
nice.
I'll join him, in God willing, in my Bitcoin Gandhi outfit.
Well, I hope you guys go up on Friday because they're closed on Saturday because, you know, banker's hours.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't know. He says either day will work. We can get more people, though, on Saturday.
I have to agree that Friday's better. I mean, you want them to be there.
Yeah, this isn't about – I don't think this should be about getting a bunch of people to show up. My opinion, just I kind of knew this was happening because Mr. Bitcoin came to the studio as well and hung out here for a while. It seems to me like this is more of a photo.
I have not met Mr. Bitcoin.
You probably have.
I've met the person who wears the costume.
Okay. Then this is more of, to me, more of a photo op. Then it is a, we're going to get a big crowd in front of the Federal Reserve. Because, number one, the Federal Reserve doesn't care, okay, whether or not, you know, you have a big crowd. So that really won't matter. But what will matter is getting a nice photograph of you and Mr. Bitcoin in costume. Because you're Bitcoin Gandhi, for listeners that may not have heard your voice previously. You've got your own costume, your own getup, and your own thing that you do. And now Mr. Bitcoin's going to be joining the fun.
I would also want a signed autograph, by the way. But you know what I meant.
Yeah. From the both of
picture.
Them?
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully both of them in one picture, right?
Right. And a printout of that?
Yeah, and have them sign it. That would be fantastic.
Sweet.
I would love to have that on the wall of my studio.
But, like, that's the kind of thing that if you can get a picture in front of the Federal Reserve sign with, like, the two of you mugging in front of the Federal Reserve sign, that could have viral potential. You know, it might get passed around like the Twitter universe with all the crypto people on there because they get excited about stuff like that. So anyway, I hope that you guys can go out whenever is best, you know, for you.
He's also planning to go to the FBI field office, I guess, to protest the arrest of you guys and the The other thing is, I guess he may be going to some other places in addition to that. But
nice.
if you stay tuned to BitcoinGandhi.net, I will post details as they come in regarding when this will be happening.
Very cool.
Friday or Saturday.
I'm glad that you guys are teaming up because Mr. Bitcoin, he's so fresh at this. He's so new. He doesn't even have his own website yet. So it's good.
That's what I was about to ask, whether or not he had one.
It's good that you've got a site that you can post stuff on.
Yeah, now there's not any information there about him yet, so this is brand new. But I will be posting it later. And the other thing that has happened is So I've contacted my first state rep for the purpose of trying to get someone to submit secession legislation in New Hampshire. And the very first person I contacted said yes.
Ooh. Now, was it the person that I had suggested to you, or was it somebody else?
Yes, although their yes is somewhat tentative. He said, you do not have to convince me about the importance and need for secession.
Nice.
I would like to submit secession legislation. However, he says he wants to consult a little bit with other people in the liberty movement in the state house to make sure he's not stepping on any other legislation.
Okay. You know, it'd be great if there was more than one secession piece. I suspect there won't be. So this is great news. I'm really glad to hear it, Dave. And this at the very least, it's going to get a conversation started to have a piece of legislation put forward to talk about secession. Even if it gets shot down and shot down hard, it at the very least will get some news media coverage. Likely, somebody's going to talk about it.
It will be talked about heavily. I mean,
I hope so.
Wasn't it Rush Limbaugh? Not even a politician. Mentioned being in favor of secession, and it blew up.
Well, Rush Limbaugh wasn't the number one talk show in America, so, I mean, when he says a thing, people pay attention. It's probably Rush is going to get more attention than some little state rep in New Hampshire, one of 400. But if he can get co-signers on this, right, because you always have to have at least like a co-signer or co-sponsor on a piece of legislation, I think, in order to file it. So the more people
I'm sure
he can get
those.
Yeah, the more people he can get to co-sponsor this, the better. Now, the tricky thing is this state rep is a new state rep. He just got elected in 2020, so this will be his first real chance to put legislation in. I mean, they do let you submit it right out the gate when you first get elected, because in New Hampshire, the time of the year where they do this is usually in August. So this year, like August, will be when this needs to get submitted. So it's got to get put together. Like it's probably got to be done within the next week or two or something like that. Time is short on this, but we're not too late. But when they get elected, it's sort of past August because it's in November, but that's when they extend the period for that election year. But, generally they don't advise that you just sort of waltz into office and throw in a bunch of legislation because usually you don't know, A, what you're doing, to B, you don't have any, real support. So I think this is going to be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what kind of responses he gets from the other state reps, especially the Liberty reps, because I imagine there's going to be some of them that don't want to touch the issue because they're afraid of what people will think. And then there may be some of them who are willing to actually throw down and make this thing happen. So I'm excited.
I mean, if they're cowed and they're worried about what people will think instead of being worried about doing what is right, then...
That's politicians, though.
They need to give up the desire for power.
Yeah, I agree with you. Go ahead, Dave.
He can do it by himself. He doesn't need a co-sponsor.
Okay.
However, it is likely that he will run into various obstacles. For instance, legislative services might refuse to help him with it for some reason. Or the people might bring up constitutional issues and say, well, even submitting anything like this would be against this or that law or whatever. There's going to be all kinds of different obstacles. Some of us were going to get targeted for doing this, this is the first step, and he seems to be ready to take it. If he can't, there's many other state reps who I know who I can start reaching out to.
Well, I would say start reaching out to them now, and that way you can help him find who to talk to about this. I mean, I'm sure he already has some connections, but if you can kind of prepave, the way for him to make it easier for him to let them know that there's an interest out there for this, I think that would be good. Because if he has no co-sponsors, that's a bad sign. That means that no one is willing to back him. That's like, there's a guy named Dick Marple who did that stuff all the time where he would sponsor things, but no one else else would sign on with them, and they just would die immediately in committee as soon as they had their public hearing. But in New Hampshire, every piece of legislation does get a public hearing. So at the very least, people will come out and speak likely in favor and against this thing, and it'll be an interesting temperature take of state reps, where they're at right now and where people are at generally in New Hampshire. I'm excited, Dave. Thanks for the call. I'm glad to hear all this good news is developing. That's Dave Ridley from Bitcoin Gandhi, does, I think it was .net. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. Take control of the airwaves at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Aria.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking, or we were talking, we're going to get back into it now, the story about Pegasus. The latest release, the latest news release, leak, if you will, that is revealing yet again, surprise, surprise, that government gangs around the planet are spying on their own people, including some of their own government people. Like, there's all kinds of people spying on other people in other areas, like journalism, government agencies.
Well, this is typical for governments to do, right?
Sure.
They spy on each other. Yeah, and they spy on each other. They spy on their allies, their enemies. They spy on everyone because they can't trust anyone because everyone who exists is a threat to their power, and sure, power is all they care about.
Somebody is probably out to get them, out to take them out from power and replace them with their own power structure or whatever. And so they're after people who are, you know, they're journalists. According to the release here, there's 50,000 names, religious figures, business executives, academics, union officials, government officials, presidents, prime ministers, and some of their own family members, some of the president's own family members, for instance. Now, there are 40 countries that hire this company, NGO, which is called NGO Group, which is an Israeli surveillance company. According to
why would a government hire an external company for this instead of using their own spy divisions?
That's because they don't have it together. I mean, for the most part, governments are incompetent, right? So, sure. I mean, if somebody's already got
But they're really
software,
good at doing evil things.
Yeah, but they're still not good at doing, like, technical things. They still have to hire people.
Okay.
I mean, I remember it was probably, like, more than a decade ago, but we were reporting on the amount of millions of dollars. It was hundreds of millions of dollars that the FBI had spent just trying to get email right. And this was in the aughts, so it was in the 2000s when this report was out that they'd hired. They kept on hiring different IT people, kept on paying, you know, dozens if not hundreds of millions of dollars to try to get an email system up and functional within the FBI.
Why was it so challenging for them?
Well, because the people they hire either are incompetent or are pretending to be incompetent so they can make more money.
They were probably incompetent.
Could be. Or if you are competent and you want to make more money, you do just the bare minimum that you're required to do, and then you say, oh, whoops, this job's more complicated than we thought it was going to be. Turns out it's going to cost three times as much. Now, look, we're already into it this far, and you've already paid us the full amount, but look, it's going to cost us more to finish the job. Do you want us to finish the job, or do you want to go and hire somebody else?
I mean, I know that's a reality, but I wish contractors weren't like that.
Well, with
governments,
they are like
that. When I did IT contract work, it was a sore point. If I had, I did too good of a job with one customer, there was just nothing for me to do.
You don't come back.
They were on a retainer with me, so I was like, look, I'm taking you off this retainer. It's been 6 months. You haven't had any need of me whatsoever.
Right.
There's no need for you to continue paying me.
Well, you're an honest person who doesn't probably...
I strive to be.
You're not doing government contract work, and a lot of these people, they know how to milk it. You know, they know how to get in there, and they know how to make as much as they can and never finish the job, because, you know, you finish the job, then you don't keep getting paid.
Well, that's why retainers exist, right? But in this particular case, their needs were just so simple. I mean, it was just a small liquor store in Mississippi, right? Yeah.
Well, here was the entire FBI. They couldn't get it right. That's just one example. So you ask, you know, well, what governments can do is they can afford to pay for things, right? Because they got a bunch of money from taxpayers.
They have limitless money.
And they can just print it out if they need it. So they can pay to hire people to do these things. So why would they want to develop their own crappy software, which probably wouldn't work for S, when they could just hire NGO or NS? What are they, NSO or NGO? NGO. They're in Israel. According to this infographic here, they've got a consortium that the news media has put together on this project because, well, news media people were on the list. The leaked data identified at least 10 governments believed to be NSO customers or NGO customers who are entering numbers into a system. Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Kazakhstan, Mexico, Morocco, Rwanda, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, India, and the United Arab Emirates. Now, yeah. Again, I think all
I'm
governments...
I'm puzzled by some of those names.
Yeah, all governments, I think, are evil, and they do terrifying evil things. But I don't know if I would consider, you know, the government of Bahrain and Kazakhstan to be on, like, the top tier of most, you know, kindly governments.
We know that Saudi Arabia has a horrific record of human rights violations. Probably, well, I can't even say that. I was going to say probably one of the worst in the world right now, but that's... absolutely not true.
But yet this company claims that they're doing tremendous vetting and making sure that there's no human rights abuses of the governments that they're servicing, which is just a load.
Well, the Saudi Arabian government believes that what they're doing is right. So their vetting process is more than likely just, government, do you believe what you're doing is right? And of course the government is going to say yes to that.
Analysis of the data suggests the client country that was selected the most numbers, more than 15,000 out of the 50,000 that were leaked, was Mexico, where multiple different government agencies are known to have purchased the Pegasus system. Both Morocco and the UAE selected more than 10,000 numbers, according to the analysis. The numbers which were selected possibly ahead of a surveillance attack spanned more than 45 countries across four continents. There were more than 1,000 numbers in European countries that the analysis indicated were selected by these clients. Now they're calling it NSO, so maybe they it was NGO at the beginning of the story, now it's NSO and the rest of it. Anyway, NSO has always maintained it, quote, does not operate the systems that it sells to the vetted customers, government customers, and doesn't have access to the data of its customers' targets. In statements issued through its lawyers, the company denied so-called false claims about the activities of its clients and said that they would continue to investigate the claims of misuse and take appropriate action, whatever the hell that means, because obviously
they don't
care.
It's not like they can disable it.
Disable the software?
Yeah. It's not like, oh, you can't use it anymore. I mean, they could stop updating it for the client or whatever.
Maybe. The Israeli minister, here's an answer to your earlier question, because your question was this government connected? And the answer, the Israeli Minister of Defense closely regulates NSO, granting individual export licenses before its surveillance technology can be sold to a new country. Translation, if your country's government isn't an ally of the government of Israel, you will not be able to do business with NSO.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia is definitely an ally of the Israeli government. Mexico, presumably. I don't know much about the others.
Last month, the company released a supposed transparency report in which it claimed to have an industry-leading approach to human rights and published excerpts from contracts with customers stipulating they must only use its products for criminal and national security investigations.
Well, the government would never violate a contract.
Well, like I said earlier, it doesn't matter. If that's the contract, and that just you can drive a Mack truck through it because everything's criminal.
True.
All they have to do is say, this act is now criminal, hence, you know, this completely nonviolent, victimless crime is criminal, so therefore, we can use this spy software to spy on people. Or it's, you know, or national security. I mean, that's again,
yeah.
National security is a huge window of different things. So there's no limitation to this whatsoever. This is just the company having a cover-your-ass legalese stuff saying, well, they said it was only going to be for criminal investigations. They didn't say they'd be murdering people with it. Well, what are you going to do about it? You can't prove that they murdered them with it, so they're just going to keep on murdering people with it. There's more on the way here. 603-283-6.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Monday, President Joe Biden urged Congress to pass his economic agenda to fight back against the rising inflation amid the economic recovery from the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor, discusses a $3.5 trillion budget plan.
Over the last 12 months during this economic recovery, the average American worker earned a 3.6% raise. But inflation has risen so steeply that it's turned that into a nearly 2% pay cut.
USA Radio News. It's a miserable Monday on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 725 points, the S&P dropping 68, and the NASDAQ falling 152. This is USA Radio News. Western states are bracing for extreme fire conditions again this week, with high temperatures and lightning in the forecast for many areas. The National Interagency Fire Center saying some 80 wildfires are burning across the 13 states. More than 20,000 firefighters are on the front lines, with over 1 million acres burning across the West. A key vote is expected in the Senate this week on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is calling for a test vote this Wednesday on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which is still being finalized. Senator Schumer believes a Wednesday deadline is feasible for the bipartisan group.
Yeah, look, there's no reason that the bipartisan group can't come to an agreement by Wednesday.
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats remain hopeful to pass a $3.5 trillion budget resolution blueprint. Schumer also putting a Wednesday deadline on the budget resolution. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. I don't want to go through the whole story here from The Guardian because it is detailed. But
well, of course it is. They're upset.
Yeah.
This stuff was used to attack journalists to spy on journalists, which is an attack.
What I'm going to skip over is just sort of the where they get... You know, these countries are denying now that they're using this, and they just get into, you know, the back and forth. And
I mean, they would always deny it. Does this company expect the government to say, oh, you're correct, we did use this to murder that journalist, and we're very sorry, we won't do it again.
Right. Obviously, they're using it for whatever purposes governments are want to spy on people for, which is myriad. We can talk more about that. But there is one little aspect that I thought was worthy of mentioning here about this Pegasus thing, which, again, thousands of names, 50,000 names or 50,000 phone numbers have been leaked as ostensible targets of this Pegasus Corporation, or the Pegasus is the software, the NSO group is the name of the company. Whether it's actually part of the government is another question of Israel is still uncertain, but they are working directly with the government of Israel. And basically, you cannot get, as a government of the world, a government gang, you cannot get this software unless the Israeli defense minister approves you. So therefore, these basically are government agencies, essentially, because they can't work without permission from the state. So, but the interesting other detail here is, well, how are they getting this on? the phones. Because the traditional method of getting malware of some sort is to trick somebody into installing it, right? Like, oh, click on this link, you know, download this file, install this thing for XYZ reason. You'll see pretty naked girls or whatever it is that, you know, encourages the victim to install the software. So how are they doing it here? Well, according to The Guardian, again, this thing can access pretty much anything that the phone can do. SMS, emails, your chats on WhatsApp, if that's what you use, photos and videos, activate your microphone, activate the camera, record your calls, GPS data, where you are now, where you've been, your calendar entries, your contact books. I mean, they own you.
Everything on your phone.
They own you. The latest advances, they say that NSO's technology enables it to penetrate phones with, quote, zero-click, unquote, attacks, meaning the user doesn't even have to click on a malicious link for their phone to be infected.
Well, this company is the definition of evil.
Yeah, I don't know how this works, but they say that, and they've talked to security experts here. Claudio Guarnieri, who runs Amnesty International's Security Lab, was the one that they spoke with about this. He said that he's identified evidence that NSO has been exploiting vulnerabilities associated with the app called iMessage, which comes installed on all iPhones, and has been able to penetrate even the most up-to-date iPhone running the latest version of iOS software. His team's forensic analysis discovered successful and attempted Pegasus infections of phones as recently as this month. Apple says that they've got the standard line that the iPhone is the safest, most secure consumer mobile device on the market, but according to Amnesty International, that's not true.
Well, it may still be the safest, but that doesn't mean it's totally safe.
NSO declined to give specific details about its customers and the people that they target. And so, yeah, zero-click attacks. I mean, that's pretty scary.
That is scary.
That they can just use some sort of exploit to come into your phone via iMessage or some other means. And it's not clear how, because they can't audit the software. You know, this is closed source stuff. They don't know what it's... You know, it's hard to find it, number one, because the guy that got iced in Mexico, they stole his phone. Whoever killed him took his phone, so they can't, you know, do any forensics on it.
But they are presumably able to find traces of it after looking on these people's phones.
Correct.
So maybe they can ultimately get it reverse engineered. Who knows?
It's possible, but it doesn't sound like they've got it reverse engineered yet. So,
but for the Americans out there who aren't concerned about this because it doesn't appear to be used in the United States... Government agencies within the United States make these programs themselves. If this company in Israel can do it, so
can
the American government.
The NSA specifically.
They certainly have a way of doing this.
Yeah. So whether or not you're infected is just a question, you know, who knows?
And infected with what?
Presume you are. Presume they're watching you. Let's go on with your calls and thoughts here. We've got Matt. He's on the line in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Matt. In Missouri, and he's gone. We got Greg in New York City. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, it's been a while since I've called in. How are you guys?
Hey, Greg, what's on your mind?
So I want to ask you about Cuba. I find it interesting. As you know, I'm sort of a left libertarian, and, you know, I have a live and let live attitude towards nations that choose to go one way or the other, like North Korea or Cuba. I'm not a big fan of their government. But I'm curious, why stop free trade with them? Why bully other countries into not trading with them, or businesses around the world say, if you trade with Cuba, then we're going to make sure that you can't trade with us, and so forth.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. I think that people should be absolutely able to trade with Cuba, number one, because, well, freedom, and you should be able to trade with whoever you want to anywhere. But number two, because... It looks bad when all these communist countries like Cuba and Venezuela and North Korea get to blame the United States or try to blame the United States and say, oh, well, we would be so much better off if we didn't have these sanctions. And the reality is they wouldn't be that much better off because socialism fails and communism fails. And it would be nice to just allow them to fail on their own without trying to help the process
along.
Yeah,
but they would still come up with some other thing to blame.
Sure, but then they wouldn't be able to blame the sanctions.
True.
They wouldn't have that, you know, arrow in their quiver, so to speak. So I'm with you on that one.
In that I agree. I mean, I may disagree about how badly their system would fail. But the thing is, if we're so sure that socialism destroys itself, right, then why do the sanctions? Why do we need to accelerate? And guess what? The sanctions have not, despite the sanctions, they've been around for decades, and they're hanging on. Arguably, maybe even better than the surrounding nations like in Jamaica or Dominican Republic, who are, you know, trading with the United States, but I'm not even sure that per capita they're actually better off. So, yeah, like I don't, it's not conclusive to me. So it's why have the sanctions in the first place?
Yeah, totally agree. Greg, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the number here. And although I would say that, you know, even with the sanctions, there's still no excuse for not being able to, oh, I don't know, eat. Because in like Venezuela, for instance, good luck finding more than, you know, enough food to feed your family for a day, because they're skipping meals, they're going without a ton of calories, people are losing weight every single year there in Venezuela. The last time we saw the numbers,
well,
it was shocking.
Got literally nothing to eat.
That's the thing. It's a temperate climate. There's no excuse, is what I'm saying. Like, if you actually have...
Oh, good point, yeah. I mean, they should have plenty to eat.
Right. Like, so whether or not they can trade with the United States has no bearing on whether or not they should be able to feed themselves. No bearing whatsoever. And they can't.
No, it's bad allocation of resources, because socialism doesn't allow competition, and competition
Correct.
Is what determines the best way to allocate resources.
Yeah, and it also doesn't allow your, you know, ability to even make a choice for yourself. Like, you can't even choose, like in North Korea, for instance, you can't choose what crops to plant. You can't choose any details about how to run your farm or whatever.
And it's not that terribly different in the United States, where... You can choose, but if you choose the right crop, the government will grant you a subsidy to grow that crop.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's definitely no free market anywhere on the planet. But the more choices an individual can make, the better off. And in the case of the United States, in most places we have surplus, right? There's so much food in the United States that you can't go down the street and throw a stone and not hit a fat person. You know, there's a ton of food being thrown away at restaurants and grocery stores. Like, dumpster diving is a thing in the United States. You can literally live off of dumpster diving. You can't do that in Venezuela.
No, excellent point.
Not even an option there.
But, you know, whether or not the countries would have failed with or without sanctions, I'm against sanctions because they don't hurt the governments
mm-hmm.
of these countries.
They hurt the people.
Yeah, they don't affect the Cuban government at all. Those officials are going to continue to eat well until the whole system collapses. But the people... They're the ones who'll be suffering.
The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. We did talk last week about the protests that were in the streets there in Cuba. Of course, there have been some brutal crackdowns by the Cuban regime. Yep, there have, as you might expect. I mean, they're not going to just go quietly into the night. They're going to put up as much of a fight as they possibly can, and they're going to crack some heads, as, you know, that's what it takes to stay in power. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Somebody called in about Cuba. We're going to talk about Cuba. Interesting things have been going on there over the last week with massive protests across the island. This isn't just in Havana. This is in small towns. It's in the big cities. And, of course, the government gang there has been cracking down. We can talk about that with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria.
As we go back to your calls and thoughts, of course, you can bring up anything. Again, the number here is 603-283-6160. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with Free Talk Live hosts and listeners of the show over on our social site, which is social.freetalklive.com. It's a lot like Twitter. It's running Mastodon, which is an open source competitor to Twitter, which means that we're running our own social media server, that there's no one, no big tech, mega big tech corporation is standing in between us and you, meaning that you have a whole lot more freedom of speech when you decide to post over at social.freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get started. And there's some cool apps, too, because it's open source. There's like a dozen different apps out there that work with this site. So you don't like app A? Try app B or C or D. You know, they've got different feels, different looks to them, which is kind of nice, right? You don't just have, you're not stuck with the one.
I think Tusky was the one I liked. It was on mobile. I don't know if they ever had a desktop version. I never looked.
I don't know. I don't know either. But yeah, they do have that for Android. I don't know if Tusky is available for iOS. I think they've got a different set of apps for iOS. But
well, I hope
see what you like.
I hope our listeners aren't using Apple products.
Somebody is, I'm sure, out there. I know Bonnie's got an iPhone, for instance.
She seems fashionable. I mean, that's what Apple yeah. products are, right?
It's true.
They are fashion. Pieces of fashion.
Accessories.
Yes, that's the phrase I was looking for.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Jet is on the line calling from Spokane. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jet.
Yeah. I'm hoping and praying that this summer will be another summer of enlightenment, you know, where people in Cuba, Hong Kong, France, Venezuela, all these people will learn more and more that, and I think this is the thing that's becoming more common with access to the Internet, is recognizing that the people who are doing all this stuff to them are just other humans. They're just other people with their own issues and problems and things like that. And when people become aware of that, then they go, wait a minute. So I've been one of those, and you have for a long time, who just says, to say, no, thank you, type of thing. So
they are regular people, but there is one distinct difference between your politician and your average person. The politician is evil.
Sociopaths. Psychopaths.
Well, there's no doubt of that. There's no argument there.
Mm-hmm.
But you might not know that there is one phrase that will help people all across the world, and that is that people with titles are just other people, other humans who have no more right to do anything than you or I do. And that's the thing that I use as my elevator speech.
It's true.
It's but one thing, I'll be real short here, but one of the other things I wanted to say to Arya was a couple weeks ago, you kind of threw out this thing about my buddy Jesus saying that you thought that he told people to pay taxes, where in fact the two accusations that came up against him from the Sanhedrin was, number one, that he was subverting the nation. And it says, we found this man subverting the nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. Well, your interpretation of the story is as valid as any other interpretation. You said that
every translation.
Yeah, and, you know, he was accused of telling people not to pay taxes, and then he basically answered in a way that could be interpreted as, pay your taxes.
There certainly are a lot of Christians that interpret it that way.
Your interpretation, that's the issue with God speaking to man through these holy books, right? They have to be interpreted. Who's to say that your interpretation is right? I like your interpretation better, but I don't know what Jesus meant.
No, it's not good to interpret. The interpretation has already been had.
You are literally interpreting it, though. I mean, Jesus spoke in parables more often than not. You have no way of knowing what Jesus was saying without interpreting it.
He always explained his parables, didn't he?
He didn't explain anything about give unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Yeah, because it was a mind game for him and the other people who were trying to...
So Jesus was playing mind games, and the children of God are supposed to figure out what the God actually wanted as he played these mind games.
Well, remember, not only that, but also...
If you read right before that, it'll say how, you know, they come to him and say, oh, Master, we come to you to ask this question because we know you pay no attention to what anybody else thinks. And that then they ask the question in this particular way, is it right to pay taxes to Caesar? You know, and that's why he said, okay, you want to mess with me, I'll mess with you. And he always gives people the choice. He stands at the door and knocks. He doesn't break down the door and come in. He always gives you the choice to do the right thing. So anyway, I just wanted to clarify that.
Well, the reality is, I mean, people interpret it different ways. I mean, there are a lot of Christians who interpret that as an instruction to pay taxes.
I have no interpretation of it.
And then there are people like Jet, and thank you, Jet, for the call tonight, who interpret it as to say, well, if it belongs to Caesar, then give it to him. You know, not to say that to pay taxes, but to be like, if you've got something that's Caesar's, then give it back to him. You know, that kind of thing. So sort of like an anarchist interpretation of that.
The underlying idea there being that everything belongs to God.
Is that the idea?
Yes.
Okay.
And therefore, the coin is not Caesar's. That's the message, that's the interpretation that Jet was giving.
Okay, I
missed
that.
We just never actually got back into his interpretation, but it was...
I gotcha.
Him basically saying, well, Jesus doesn't own anything, which is like means that Christians can't believe in private property, and that's how we got into it a few weeks ago as well, because if everything belongs to God, then you don't own anything, and I don't have to respect your property rights.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got the Bible, which, of course, is an interpretation of an interpretation, right?
Because in a language that I don't read and have no desire to ever.
Well, the one you might be reading would be an interpretation of an interpretation because, you know, initially, ostensibly, it was God talking to somebody who wrote a thing down. That's the first interpretation, was that man who wrote the thing down. And then the translators who translated the thing that was written down, presuming there wasn't a middle group, because I think there was like an approval group, right? Like, wasn't there a group of guys that said, okay, we're going to put this book in, but we're going to keep this book out. We're going to put this book in and keep this book out.
I think it was the Council of Trent.
Yeah, so that was probably another layer of interpretation that was...
And not to mention, you know, the scribes that we know added flair to some of the stories to make them more dramatic.
More interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we know that happened. So the book that people are looking at today, no chance of it being remotely like what God conveyed to these people, assuming that God conveyed anything to them.
Yeah. I think that, you know, the universe or God or whatever is always speaking, and that there's always something being conveyed out there, and that it didn't end in Jesus' time or Muhammad's time or whatever. That
I would tend to agree.
Just continue, and that you can also personally tap into them. You can, you know, communicate with whatever it is that is greater than its parts.
And though I don't believe in the Bible or its, you know, historical validity or historical accuracy would be a better term, that's not to say that there aren't good things within the Bible.
True.
Jesus Christ himself, fantastic role model.
No doubt.
But do I think he existed and do I think he was the Son of God? No to both of those. Sorry.
Well, I think Jesus even said that everybody's the Son of God. There's actually I don't remember which the verse is, but there's actually a verse in the Bible about that. Like,
hey, he called himself the Son of Man. I don't recall him ever referring to himself as the Son of God.
I think he said that everybody is, basically. I'll have to find that for you, but it's one of those verses in the Bible that sort of backs up sort of the New Age view of things, which is that everyone's connected, that everybody is essentially God and all things are God. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 603-283-6160, but that's not one of those verses they teach in, you know, vacation Bible
sure.
school. Let's go to, because they want you to believe that you're separate, right? For the typical kind of Christian belief, the mainstream Christian religious belief, and I know a lot of religious beliefs, is that people are a creation of God and completely separate from God. And that, you know, terrible things will happen to you if you don't believe their version of the story.
Well, even if you are a creation of God, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be separate from
God.
That's
true.
I mean, we're dealing with a being that would be beyond our imagination, whose
Correct.
Abilities would be beyond our imagination.
It's hard to even talk about it.
It is.
Words cannot express. 603-283-6160. We got a full hour to go here. Plenty of time for you, whether you want to talk about theology stuff, or I want to get into a little bit of what's happening in Cuba, because we talked about it last week, and we haven't really come back around to it. So let's get an update from on the ground there. We've got some interesting news, and of course, some bad news about crackdowns and arrests and violence on the part of the status quo.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.